A new report issued this week criticises the G8's Alliance for Food Security and Nutrition in Africa plan, saying it ignores human rights and the root causes of hunger. Entitled Whose Alliance? The report is published by SIDSI, an international alliance of Catholic development agencies and the Ecumenical Advocacy Alliance. The report accuses the G8's new alliance of focusing too much on the role of markets as a food security strategy. SIDSI Secretary General Bernd Niels spoke to myself, Susie Hodges, about their main objections to the G8's blueprint.
Let me welcome, first of all, the high-priority G8 government's take on food security. So they put it high on the agenda for the upcoming G8 summit, and that's a good news. The not-so-good news, why we are concerned, is that they focus in their discussions mainly on the private sector, and they call it the new alliance. So what they want is to unleash, they say, the power of private sector in the fight against poverty. And can't see, really, the priority of putting small-scale farming at the heart of food security, which is the internationally agreed priority and the main focus it shall have in the fight against poverty. So when the G8 is now discussing a new alliance, it wants that African countries change their legislation, that they open their markets to private sector, and it's also, to be honest, a cheap excuse not to pay the development aid they promised a couple of years ago.
Your report also says that the G8's plan, this new alliance, it ignores human rights and the root causes of hunger in Africa. Can you give us some examples of what you mean by that?
Yes, indeed. For us, we have international talks since a long time on food security, and we are very happy that we know today, understand better the causes of poverty. While the G8 is focusing on production, so on the amount of food, we, for example, focus more on the access to food and the distribution of food. So one of the root causes of hunger is that poor farmers, poor families are excluded from markets, are discriminated, that they do not get any support from the government. And it's not so much a question of the amount of food, the production, the total production you reach. And that is still in the minds of many governments who believe we just need to produce more and then everybody has food. This is not the case. We have today enough food in the world. We have even enough food in many regions of the world. The question is, who has access to this food and who gets support in food production?
So what you're really calling for is more structural reforms.
We call for not so much structural reforms. We call for that governments acknowledge and protect the human rights of people, the rights of farming families, and that means that they have a fair access to resources, to financial support, and not only that international corporations and big agricultural companies get support from their governments, also the small-scale farmers. I mean, small-scale farmers are the ones who actually produce 80%, for example, of Africa's food. So why shall we follow a path that is mainly investing development money into international corporations and agribusiness? We need to really look, what do small-scale farmers, who are the main food producers, what do they need? What does it help them to flourish and to develop their business at the local level?
And how optimistic are you that the G8 leaders will listen to your concerns and maybe change course? Because presumably this new alliance is very popular with corporate investors, with big business.
The whole new alliance had been developed together with the business sector. So that is a joint initiative, and there are some 45 companies involved and the US government, the UK government. You are right. There is a concern that this new alliance might come into place and particularly under the wrong vision. But we are still optimistic because we bring together many, many people to protest for food security in London. There will be, over the weekend, major marches of thousands of people, including many, many Catholics coming from parishes all over the UK and other countries to protest on the occasion of the upcoming G8 summit. Our UK member organization, CAFID, is involved in this. Also, the SIDSI delegation is going, and we're going to have events in Brussels. We are talking to key negotiators. So I think we get our messages across, and I'm quite optimistic that the G8 summit will recognize some of our key calls to really reach food security and not only to promote their business sectors.
So you are firmly convinced that the approach that you are advocating would be much more effective at helping to ensure the eradication of hunger on the continent rather than the G8. So you're saying it's a moral issue in a way.
We do not only believe that our approach is the better one, we also know, because it's in the meantime internationally agreed. There is the FAO with its Committee on Global Food Security, where CITSE is involved in. There are many, many international agreed understandings today, and that's very good news, that we really need to focus on smallholder family farming, that we need to focus on small and medium-sized enterprises that need to get a better environment conditions to really develop, to flourish, to do their business at the local level. This is so crucial, and that's why we are quite optimistic. We have so much support in this understanding today. We just need to secure that our governments include this relatively new international consensus into their policies. There are still many actors. There's the G8, there's the World Bank, there are others who still look mainly through the private sector lens. And I think they do this because every one of them is cutting their aid budgets, and every government is at the moment looking how can we find other ways to finance development, and many believe that the corporate sector best way to meet their commitments in a different way.